Hi there. It is week 50 of 52 weeks of inspiration. That feels crazy to me. I say that every time. I can't believe we're just so close to 2025 coming to an end. Here's the thing. You know me for probably over a month now. I have already been planning and already looking ahead at stepping into 2026. My heart is already leaning towards that. And though it doesn't feel like 2020 or 21 or 22, when I was like, get me out of this year, I want out, it definitely feels like there are big possibilities coming. It is the year of the horse. I've already started, the thought process of my vision board. And it's not because I'm rushing, it's because I feel so many amazing things that are simmering and finally coming together in 2026. It's really about not stepping into another year and getting more of the same. It's stepping into a new chapter where I know I'm rising and expanding. I can feel it. I can feel alignment and healing and opportunities and breakthroughs. And I feel like they're not coming from stress or pressure, but from possibilities. And I feel like the world is starting to make a big change and a big shift right now. And if you're allowing and willing yourself to go there, you can. So start asking yourself, what do I want to feel next year? What do I want to call in? Who do I want to be when the calendar turns? What parts of myself am I finally ready to honor? And then picture the home that you want, or picture the words that you want, the energy that you want, peace, strength, clarity. Maybe you want it's a career shift. Maybe it's a relationship shift. Maybe it's a spiritual shift. Whatever it is, there's no wrong desire. And there's no dream that's too small or too bold. There is only intentions and your willingness to claim it. So as you start to get closer to 2026, this is the time that you start to think about that next chapter and know that it can be as powerful and meaningful or as quiet, as subdued as you'd like it to be. Ultimately, the choice is yours. Have a great week, and I'll chat with you soon.